And I'm speaking to you live this morning from Connecticut here in New England, and it is a brisk 48 degrees. I thought I was having dyslexia because last week at this time, I was in the Aloha State, and it was 84 degrees, so this is a little colder. But things are going on around the world with KZ1. I'll tell you, it was an honor for me to literally be the first speaker of the day in Hawaii, as we had hundreds, I didn't count how many, but hundreds of distributors that had flown over to the state of Hawaii for the event. We had distributors from all over Japan. We had all the diamonds from Taiwan were there. We even had a couple people from Australia there. And for me, it was very exciting to have Leon and Diamond Johnson there. They had recently, they're from the North Carolina, South Carolina area, and they recently relocated to Hawaii. And when they saw what was going on, the commitment that these people had, it sparked them. I got to tell you, to think that here's, 500 to 1,000 people. Now, you know, an airline ticket from Japan, Taiwan, Australia to the United States of Hawaii, it's got to be relatively expensive. And then, of course, they got, two, three nights hotel stay when they're there minimum. And you know that each one of these people invested well over $1,000 to hear about what's going on. And of course, it was wonderful meeting David, who is part of our science board. And I will tell you that every now and then you meet somebody and you just look at them and there's something about them that's just good. And what a great guy. I tell you, I'm more excited than ever about hearing about this science board. As a matter of fact, I know we've heard from both David and our illustrious PhD. However, you're going to hear more about the entire team. As a matter of fact, I'm redoing my PowerPoint to show some of those things. And for me, it was an honor. Not only was I the first speaker of the day, I mean, I wasn't even introduced. I just walked up to the front of the room and, all the Japanese people, Taiwan people, I mean, they already know me. And to give them that warm welcome and then, of course, to have, as we travel the United States, we've got a tradition as we introduce our Edge product, and that's everybody standing up and shaking it up to Shake It Up, Baby by the Beatles, Twisted Shout. To have 1,000 people in the room shaking it up together, dancing. Nobody wanted to hear the music, and it was just unbelievable. And so it was a very, very exciting event, and I'm looking forward in the near future to being able to do something right here in the United States and having 500 to 1,000 people show up and be excited and dancing in the aisles, because when you're around that many people, it just makes you so excited to be there. And real quickly, a quick announcement. Before the end of this month, I just spoke with our leader in Atlanta, one of our leaders, Otis Nixon. I will be doing a meeting in Atlanta. I'm going to be for Janice. I'm going to be doing Janice and Patty. Going to be doing a business briefing in Dallas, Texas. We are going to get those up on the Impact Central website. That'll be up there. As a matter of fact, it's going to be redone by Monday. There's going to be eliminating a few videos, adding a few videos. Things are coming together. So now, what I want to talk about here today, and I don't want to keep you all morning, but I want to talk about what is it that we need to do so that we can have an event in the United States. Well, Hawaii is the United States. We can have an event in the United States where it's not just Leon and Diamond and Eddie from the United States, where we have 1,000 between distributors and guests at one of these things. You've heard me say this before. If you've been on calls, I'm going to say it again. At the end of every day, if you ask yourself, wow, if every single person in my downline did today what I did today, would I be successful? Now, I can tell you that most days at the end of the night, when I ask myself that question, it's a resounding yes. But even me, every now and then, I had a couple of days last week came back from Hawaii, a little tired, didn't feel like doing much. And so for 2 days, I didn't do much. But you know what? I went out to eat 4 times. I was on 4 airplanes. And guess what I did every time I went out to eat and every time I was on an airplane? I prospected the waiter, the waitress, somebody standing in line, so that even though I didn't do anything that day and I was a little embarrassed by the fact that I didn't do anything, I still did something. And I said to myself, wow, even on a day when I don't do anything, I still prospected a minimum of 2 people every one of those days. And I say to myself, if everybody in my organization, and for you listening, if everybody in your organization just exposed this to 2 people a day, 2 people, that's it. You know, this company is going to be huge. And it's going to be huge with or without me, with or without you. I'd rather it was with all of us. But the only way to make that happen is correct activity. What is my definition of correct activity? It's what I've learned from my mentors. Correct activity in a network marketing company is, there's only one of 2 things that's truly correct activity. You're either recruiting people either into the business or as customers, or you're helping people close people into the business either as distributors or as customers. Anything else you're doing, you're not building your business. If you sit around during the day rearranging your desk, that's not building your business. If you're thinking about who to call, it's not building your business. If you're sitting there discouraged, as happens to all of us, it's happened. There's not one person in the industry of network marketing that hasn't been discouraged, at least from time to time. And the reason we get discouraged is when we do prospect people, not everybody says yes. And oftentimes, instead of no thank you, they question our intelligence just for being in the industry of network marketing. I was speaking to a distributor a couple of days ago, and they said to me that they had somebody on the line that they were very excited about the product, about using the product, about the potential of the product. And then when my friend shared with them that the product was distributed by a network marketing company, they were no longer interested. How close-minded can you be? You see, there's negative people out there wherever you go. You walk over to somebody, how's it going? I'm hanging in. I mean, you know, you sound like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. I mean, you see those people all over the place. But the bottom line is this. Those of you that are listening to this call live, or you're listening to the recorded version of this call, it doesn't matter, because if you are part of our KZ1 team, that means that somebody called you and recruited you. Somebody got the courage to call you and tell you about a business opportunity and a product that could make a huge impact on your health, a huge impact on your checkbook, and a huge impact on your life. And you see, nobody wakes up in the morning thinking of the 250 million people, or however many people there are in the United States these days. It's probably a bigger number than that. But the point is, nobody wakes up and says, man, would I love to be part of a network marketing company today. Boy, I wonder if there's a ground floor opportunity with no risk because it's backed by a 10-year-old debt-free international rock-solid company. Wow, wouldn't it be great if the guy that was the CEO was actually the guy that brought a giant company, let's say like Apple, to Japan against everybody's wishes, his family and colleagues, and they thought he was crazy. They had PhDs and scientists developing a product. They had a general manager that bases all his decisions on sophisticated analytics. They had one of the top guys out of Silicon Valley. They had a CEO that spent 11 years in a corner office in Wall Street. No. Nobody thinks that. Man, I wish there was a curcumin product that would cross through that blood-brain barrier, because I'm taking turmeric and curcumin and I'm not getting anything out of it. Nobody wakes up that way. We are recruited. And there's only one way to build your business. There's only one way for me to build my business. I cannot sit back there and enroll somebody and hope that they're going to do well, and then call them, why aren't you doing better? Why aren't you doing better? If you notice, none of you on this call have ever received a phone call from me saying, why aren't you doing better? Why aren't you working harder? Because I'm never trying to motivate people. I'm out there looking for motivated people. Well, you know, my upline hasn't called me. Well, why would your upline call you? Just, I guess we'd call to find out how you're doing. I call people to find out, is there anything I can do to help you jumpstart your business? As those of you on this call have received calls from me, what can I do to help you build your business, to help you reach your goals? But very rarely am I calling you, hey, come on, you got to make your calls. No, you're either going to make them or you're not. I can't make the calls for you. Now, I wish that our next product, our next impact product, would be a little magic pill. And you could take this and swallow it down with a premium focus. And when you took that pill, within 5 minutes, you would see the future. And you would see that this company was going to go into tremendous growth. And that you would see that hundreds of thousands of people are going to join us. And you could be a part of that. I wish I had that magic pill that gave you the confidence. I wish I had that magic pill that when you took it, if somebody said no, you'd say, next, and make another phone call. That would be a great product for us to have. I spoke to our scientists about it. Unfortunately, there isn't one of those. But you know what I have found? When I consume Edge prior to me getting on the phone making phone calls, it puts me in a better mood. And when people say no to me, and by the way, more people have said no to me than have said no to you, I promise. I promise you, more people have said no to me in the last 5 months than they have to you. More people have said no to me in the last 5 years than they have to you. Yet I'm not discouraged at all, because I realize that all it takes is a yes. And then you forget about all the people that said no. And so I've gone out there, and I've had a lot of no's. But you know what? I've personally enrolled 3 people in the last 4 weeks. I've got 2 more that will probably be enrolled within a couple of days. Because even when I'm not working, I'm working. If everybody in your downline did today what you did today, and you know at the end of the day, be accountable to yourself. Did you make any phone calls? Eddie says contact 2 people a day. 2 a day and you're on your way. And did you do that consistently? Because, see, when you don't do it, how can you expect your organization to do it? How are you going to get new people? You've got to get new people. It's the new blood that is going to be the lifeblood of your organization. You don't care how much money Eddie makes. You need to make money. And as you heard me on the phone last week, as I interviewed Nick Engstrom, Nick is working diligently with his team on something. And I'll literally be flying out to Florida on Tuesday morning. We're going to be working on it during the afternoon. Hopefully get everything completed so that we can bring that to you. And again, you know, Nick wants to bring it to us sooner than later, because what we want to do is make sure that people can make money with a quickness. But you do have to understand one thing about network marketing, okay? And I don't care who you speak to. I don't care if you – there was a network marketing company, I'll never forget. And I had this friend named John, and he left my company to go to this other company. Any baby, oh, my God, I've been with this company my first month. I made $4,000. And I'm like, that's a lot of money to make in your first month in any network marketing company, okay? And I was impressed. In the second month, I called him at the end of the second month. How was your check in the second month? And he starts complaining, well, blah, blah, blah. I said, how much was your check the second month? It was about $100. You know what the difference was? He had a lot of these like little quick, fast bonus things that he hit, right? And then his check went to a real residual, which is only about $100. And I say this to you for a reason. When you get phone calls from people, as you will, as I do every day, about the next latest, greatest, this guy's in, and oh my God, this diamond came in, and this million-dollar earner came in, and blah, 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 and they made this. There's usually a story behind the story. And call them in month two, month three. I had one guy who called me up, and he had a very good first check. And again, in the second month, his check was down to almost nothing. Do you know why? Because for 5 months, they were in pre-launch, and they put all the volume in the first day, so it looks like people are getting big checks, and they can go out there, wow, what a great check! You heard that the grass is always greener on the other side? Let me tell you, the truth of the matter, and the industry of network marketing, and I don't care what company it is, at the very beginning, that first year or two, I promise you this, you will work harder than you make money for. You will. When I first got into network marketing, my first 8 months, I could have flipped burgers at McDonald's and made more money in that 8 months than I did in my first network marketing company, which, by the way, is a $1 billion company today. Okay? Great products and everything. And yet, in my first 8 months, I made next to nothing. I was doing well. I was bringing people in and made next to nothing. Like I said, per hour, I could have made, I wasn't even close to minimum wage. But what happened as I continued in my career in network marketing is after a couple of years, I started being paid a lot of money. Do you know that the money I make today has nothing with my day-to-day efforts of today? It has to do with what I've done over the years. And it's going to be the same thing with you. If you've been in this company for 4 or 5 months and you're not close to realizing your financial dreams yet, you're on pace. You are on pace. As long as you continue to do the right things for your business. And what are the right things again? There's only two things. You're either recruiting people to become customers or, better yet, distributors, or you're helping your downline recruit customers and distributors. That's your job in network marketing. And if you're not doing one or the other, listen, I've got people, and you know what they do all day? They look at their downline. They look at their genealogy report to see who's doing what. And if you're guilty of that, guess what? That's not building your business at all. Looking at your downline and seeing if they're working or not is not building your business. Building your business is by recruiting people. And if you don't have people to recruit, you think, that are friends and family or whatever, and I know you haven't gone to your best people yet, recruit strangers. The one thing about a stranger saying no to you is you don't take it personally. When your brother calls you an idiot, you feel kind of stupid. You know, when your dad, when your sister-in-law, they tell you you're in an illegal pyramid scheme, and they tell you how stupid you are, you know, that could kind of hurt your feelings. But when a stranger tells you're stupid, never going to see him again. Yeah, illegal pyramid. I mean, I was literally on a plane yesterday, and I was sitting, I got upgraded to first class flying from Atlanta to Boston. And I'm sitting in the aisle seat, you know, a woman comes in, and I get up, let her in. And after a while, of course, I can't help it. I start making small talk with her, where you're from, where you're going, et cetera, and so on. And then she asked me what I do, and I didn't even pull punches. All right, I'm tired. I had a stressful couple of days. I said, I'm in a business that's international, with a wellness product, and we're using the business level of networking, multi-level. And she said, what is that? And I said, well, it's similar to the business model of Herbalife or Nu Skin. And she said, oh, so it's a pyramid. And I said, well, I guess you could say we're an illegal pyramid, but that illegal pyramid called Amway did about $14 billion in sales last year and about $12 billion the year before. So I'm hoping that this illegal pyramid gets just like Amway. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. You know, no. Well, you know, so you have a product? I then proceeded to talk to her about our product. I then showed her the Tagachi app. Now, me being stupid, I'm in airplane mode, so I can't even show her the video. You know, I know there's a way of doing it, you know, when you're on an airplane or download or whatever, but I had not done that. But I showed her that there was an app, and I sent her three videos. I got her phone number, and I sent her three videos last night at around midnight. She texted me back thanking me at 12:05. So what are the three videos I sent her? If you have not seen the new KZ1 video, and if you go into Tagachi, go into Library, you're going to see one that says KZ1, another that says Impact. So I sent her in this order. The KZ1, it's about a three-minute overview with Robert Kelly. I sent her the 2.5-minute Impact promo that talks about the product. And I sent her the 4.5-minute video with Robert Kelly on the front, but it's me pretty much talking to network marketers. Now, the reason I sent her that one also is because it turns out in her past, she has done network marketing. Now, she's in the education system, but she made it clear that even though she's in the education business, she's got a nice home, she can travel, she does okay. Still, with two kids in college, she can use extra income. Here's what I explained to her. Her name is June. I said, you know what, June? Let me try to put this as easy as possible. In my last 15 years in the industry of network marketing, I have helped thousands upon thousands upon thousands, certainly over 5,000 people, make an extra couple hundred dollars a week. Now, many of those people have gone on to earn 10 times that, 100 times that. But I said, here's the key in the industry. I said to her, so you work in the education industry. Let me ask you, if your boss gave you a $200 a week raise, and he said, here's what you need to do for this $200 a week raise. You have to work 20 minutes a day for your first week, and then 1 hour a day for 2.5 months. And then you would have an extra $200 a week. Would you do it? She said, I would do that in a heartbeat. I said, even if your job description wasn't what you were comfortable doing, would you do that for $200 a week in residual income that would probably last you for the rest of your life? She said, yes, I would. I said, let me explain what this industry of network marketing is. A, you help somebody. You follow this system. Because truthfully, 100% of the people that follow the system and make the phone calls make a couple hundred dollars a week. Now, here's the key. What you need to do is find 5 or 10 people, and it may take you 2 years to find the right 5 or 10 people. You may have to find 50 people to find the right 5 or 10. But when you help 5 or 10 people make a couple hundred dollars a week, you're now making 6 figures a year. That sums it up. And at the beginning, when she was telling me, I'm not interested in the business, but I'm interested in your product. Remember, it was a two-hour flight from Atlanta to Boston. And, of course, we were talking literally the whole time on that airplane. It went from I'm not interested in the business at all, but I'm interested in your product. When I explained it to her that way, and I explained there's a system, all you're going to do is contact 2 people a day. Here's how I would contact you, June. Here's what I would say. I would get these 3 videos in your hand. I would get them on some product. And then I would do a follow-up call with somebody that had a vested interest in you. I said, June, for you, that would be me. You would be able to get me on the phone. You know what it turns out? She used to do Amway. And she had a negative experience with Amway. But when she did Amway, the business was built around opportunity meetings, and she didn't want to invite people to an opportunity meeting. And I explained what we try to do is make you comfortable exposing the business to others. And she said, I would be much more comfortable exposing the business through a couple of videos. All I'm going to ask of you today, this Saturday, is go out. If you really want to make a couple hundred dollars a week, you want to make a couple $1,000 a week, or you want to make 10 times that, begin your KZ1 business today. And here's how you're going to begin it. Today, you are going to write down somewhere, I will contact two people today. And you're going to put this, put it in your bathroom, put it in your automobile, put it on the refrigerator, definitely put it on your television. And every day, look at that and don't go to bed at night until you contact two people. It doesn't matter if they say no. It's all the numbers. If you get 10 no's in a row, that's okay. You're closer to the yes. I think I got about 20-something no's in a row before I got a yes. Then I got a yes five more after that. Then it was another 20 slump, and then somebody said yes. See, the key is I never let myself get so discouraged that I stop recruiting. It's hard for me to understand that more people say no than say yes. But what I definitely understand is you don't need all of them to say yes. You just need the first one, and then you need another one. And the only way you're going to get people to join you is to contact people. And those of you with network marketing experience, I know you like to go to network marketers first. I think that is a great thing to do. If I were beginning a professional football team, I would go after professional football players. But on my team, on my KZ1 team, on my Impact team, I don't just want professional MLMers. I want newcomers. I want people that are not jaded. I want people that have not been doing the business the wrong way so long that you can't even teach them the correct way. I want motivated people. I want people that are excited about life. I want people that walk around with a smile on their face, not a frown. I want people that see the best in life, not the worst. I want the people, I hate to put it, the cup half full or half empty. I want the half full people. I want the people that see the silver lining in everything. That's who I want to hang out with. That's who I want to be with. And the reason I'm able to bring people on board is how many times have you seen me down? Oh, I get down like everybody. I go into a little hole and I don't let anybody see me. But the fact of the matter is sometimes they see me when I don't want them to see me and I'm down. But the point is I go out there, I come back stronger than ever every time because I know for a fact that we've got a product that every person in the world could benefit from, in my opinion, and a lot of doctors' opinions. And when you've got a network marketing company, unless it's built on smoke and mirrors and great marketing strategies where you make money for a while, but then it goes down the tube because no one stays on the product, we started with an incredible product. We started with a product that is life-changing, that's making an impact, people. Folks, the tools are there. Everything is there. And now all you need to do is make a promise to yourself. Just go out there and start spreading the news. You've got to go out there and speak to person after person. Speak to a minimum of two people a day. If you promise to do that, you watch what happens. I will guarantee you right now that if you contact two people a day with a goal of getting videos in front of them and selling them a few sticks of product, giving them, if you get product in their hands and videos for them to hear and see, and then you get them on the phone with your upline, if you speak to two a day, I'll bet you that you'll enroll three people this month. I'll bet you you will. And I'll bet you'll get a few customers as well. And if you don't do that, I bet you you won't. So the choice is yours. You can either go out there and start implementing this, get rid of your fears. What's the difference if they say no? Who cares? You don't look bad to them. Shoot, they're not saving for your retirement fund. They're not saving to put your kids in school. If you had an operation next week, heaven forbid, they're not saving to give you money to help you through it. You go out there and do it. You're the only one that can do this for yourself. I can't do it for you because if I could, I would. If I could make your calls, I would. I can't. All I can do is help you close the people when you get them on the line. And my closing ratio is extremely high. And if you don't believe it, give me a shot. Folks, we've come to the 30-minute mark. I want you to know that I appreciate you. I love you guys. And I promise you, if you start going out and exposing the business to people, expose the products to people, it won't be long before we're all on the beaches of the world together. Eddie Freeman, speaking to you live this morning from Connecticut. I'm signing off. Take care, everybody. I love you guys, and I will be speaking to you next weekend. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you, Eddie. See you, Eddie.